and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And Happy New Year!
Yes, Happy New Year.
Yay, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, hope
Yay,
you're...
Yay, little... How does that song go?
Let old acquaintance be forgotten.
Yeah. We made it to 2018. Some fucking how. I don't know how.
Well, technically, when we're recording this, we haven't made it yet.
Okay, well, we haven't made it yet, but hopefully this recording will make it to 2018.
This recording will make it to 2018. If you're hearing my voice, this...
It's 2018.
It's 2018. And you've
survived to see 2018, which honestly, didn't think any of us would. So, here we are.
Yeah, no, we're here. We're here. We took a week off.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just needed a week off.
We just needed a week. Yeah. Needed some holiday goodness and
needed a holiday to take a chill and you know, kind of spent the week just chilling out and you know doing some work. Mm-hmm. I technically had to go back to work a little bit, so
yeah,
for you too. But
yeah.
So yeah, you know, spent some time, watched some movies, and I got a new video game.
Yep. Sean's very happy.
Here's the thing. I didn't get this for Christmas. I bought it for me.
You did.
But it came out
present
Christmas.
To you.
But it came out Christmas Eve. This is like that movie, the Christmas shoes.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's like Christmas.
Did you trick a guy into buying them for you?
Yes. Excuse me, sir. My mama, please. Blah, blah, blah. This game is right my size. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it's called a Retrobit Retrocade.
Okay.
Which it's a, basically a video. It's basically a Super Nintendo, Nintendo, and Sega Genesis and arcade emulator that has like 90 games around it. It's got a big chunk of games.
It's got a bunch of games on it, but then it also has like an SD card where you can put more games on it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like it doesn't necessarily say to do that because you could use the SD card to make save states.
Sure.
You know, it's not like the NES Classic or the SNES Classic where there's already a save feature built in.
Mm-hmm.
You have to actually provide your own SD card. But in this case, you know, you can add ROMs. Yeah, which I've discussed on the show before because I had the game ROMs that I was playing on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can do it on here and in HD.
Oh, man.
And I could basically play literally like just about every game that I want.
Uh-huh.
Like I have so many fucking games. It is ridiculous. It's obscene. It's obscene.
I know. You're happy about it.
I'm very happy about it. But it's obscene. It's mm-hmm. an obscene way of just be, I guess, you know, because you kind of go from like not having any access to that stuff to like having all the access, and it's kind of, it's just so gratuitous, and I kind of like it.
Oh,
that's
uh-huh.
that. So
good.
What else did we get? Anything good stuff? We got good stuff.
Sure.
I got a Lego game.
You did
Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2.
I know you're so excited about it.
I will at some point play that.
Yep.
And a Death's Head action figure that Jen wrapped very secretively.
I don't know what
Death's
you were...
Death's Head 2, excuse me.
Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking. I bought Sean the Death's Head 2 action figure, and he thought I put it in like a bigger box.
I thought it was a bigger package.
Yeah, well, I have no control over that.
No, that's fine. No, I just thought I was surprised to find it in a certain wrapping, so...
Yep. Because he was unwrapping it, and he was like, I know what's in this other box. I'm like, I don't think you do. He's like, no, that's Death's Head 2, as he's unwrapping the Death's Head 2 figure. I was like, nope, that's not
oh.
it.
Oh, boy.
What a surprise.
Oh, boy.
I'm so tricky.
Yeah, and then I got you some comics.
Yes, I have two comics. I got a Jimmy Olsen.
Uh-huh.
And Jimmy, I believe, is in jail.
Jimmy's in jail.
For his dad, for some reason. But, like, Superman's standing outside of the jail with, like, a big meal going, Jimmy, come eat this. He's like, no, Superman, I won't do it. Not until my father is cleared.
Well, the best part is Superman's like, eat this super meal. Like, I'm like, I kind of look forward to
Oh, I can't wait.
That.
I can't wait. And then the other one I got was a Lois Lane where she marries the devil. So excited about both of those.
Surprised that wasn't a thing in the 80s. They didn't do a... Maybe they
well,
did.
Too much satanic panic, I think, in the 80s.
Oh, you could... That's... Oh, yeah, it's true, because the comic code probably would have, you know.
I mean, they let it go in the 70s, but people were, like, freaking out. You remember the satanic panic of the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
And where, like, everybody was, like, I don't know, undercover, like, sacrificing children to the devil or
something. Well, I mean, shit, you know, everybody listened to Judas Priest murdering each other. That's how it was back in the 80s.
Sure.
You know, you listen to a little bit of heavy metal, you go out, and you fucking murder everybody. And yeah. You have a fucking
orgy
of blood and
you know,
madness.
I think I missed that part of the 80s.
Well, that was when we were kids. We were kids.
Oh, I see.
But I had,
By the time we got to the 90s, we were just listening to grunge and being sad all the time.
Yeah, I know. See, because I had, like, older cousins who were, you know, into
Were they murdering?
Well, they weren't murdering, but they
were... But you just said you listened to a death metal and you just
murder. Or sometimes you go to the arcade and you wear, like, half a shirt. You know.
Oh, there were so many sleeveless shirts.
No. I'm not talking sleeves. The sleeves are off too, but I'm talking.
Oh, I know.
We're talking this.
Oh, I know. That was a thing back in the 80s.
You could do that.
What happened to that?
I don't know.
Because I don't really see the half shirt anymore.
I don't know. It's a good question. You only see. I don't even see it in wrestling that much either.
I don't see dudes walking around with like a half shirt or even sleeveless.
I see the sleeveless. You know,
I just that's tank a, tops. But they're like made that way. They're not like, I bought this t-shirt and cut the sleeves
off.
Oh,
I do that all the time. That was a Sean Barrick special.
I bet it was.
I mean, granted, it was everybody's special. But, you know.
Back in the day.
I would be like, hey, if I outlive my usefulness for this Pearl Jam shirt, well, yeah. Looks like I'm going to cut the sleeves off. And that was my no code shirt. I had a no code shirt. That was the first rock shirt I bought.
Mm-hmm.
I had a no code shirt, and everybody was like, hey, you know, Sean likes alternative music.
Uh-huh.
Because for some reason, like, my friends were, like, mad at me for being fucking cool.
Sure. That sounds right. No one wants their friends to be cool.
No. They were like, oh, look at you, Sean. You're not wearing a whatever fucking cool fucking silk shirts and shit.
Yeah, those were a thing back in the 90s, too.
We're not dressing like we're like a fucking
boy band.
Color Me Bad and stuff.
Yeah, you should have. You should have worn those silk shirts.
Do you remember that? Yeah, because that's basically what it was. Either you're Color Me Bad or you were Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Or if you're in the 80s, you were Judas Priest.
Sure.
Or Rat. I had older cousins that used to do that. They used to show up to, like, you know, the family parties, being like, "Yo, let's rock," you know. And they would wear a Rat shirt, and we'd listen to like Rat and fucking Zeppelin and a really big
Rat?
Boombox.
Ugh, Rat.
Have you ever heard a Rat song?
Yeah, and I think I hate them.
What song have you heard by Rat?
Oh, I don't know. Pretty sure I've heard them in the past.
Actually, it kind of ties into something we were talking about last night, because there's a very famous, their biggest song is a song called Round and Round.
Okay.
It was like round and round, something, 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 ground. But there's a video that has Milton Berle in it, because somebody that used to manage the band.
Wait, a Rat video that has Milton Berle?
Yeah,
in
that
it?
Was like their big hit, and they had back in like 84, and like.
Probably
their
they
manager,
were just like, hey, Milton Berle. I've heard you have a giant wang. Come be in our music video.
That was in the telegram that they sent over, because this is the 80s. So they sent over a telegram. It says, you have a giant wang. Stop.
We had phones in the 80s. They could have called him and said, hey, Milton Berle, you have a big wang.
Hi, Big Wang Express, a.k.a. Milton Berle's house.
I don't know.
Jen just found this out.
I didn't realize Milton Berle had a humongous penis.
I was surprised by that, because I figured that would have, you know,
well,
crossed
think,
your
I mean,
desk at some point.
You would think this is important to my interests.
Yes.
Of dudes with big penises, but unfortunately,
I mean, you were aware of Peter Steele.
Yes.
You know,
I was definitely aware of Peter Steele.
Basically, Milton Berle was the old people Peter Steele.
I don't think that's true. He just had a big dick. He wasn't the old people Peter Steele. But yeah, you know, sometimes
she's in love with herself.
Sometimes
and
you just
comedy because I'm. Milton
sometimes
Berle,
you just hear that so and so had a big dick, and apparently Milton Berle, big dick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, and he's in that video, and yeah, I have to play you some Rat. I don't know why, because now I'm kind of surprised you didn't know. You don't really know much rat. Again, okay.
I don't know a lot of hair metal, if that helps.
That's
you.
That's true. That's true.
Because, again, we were young children in the 80s.
I know, but I grew up in, like, this.
You had older cousins.
I had older
family. I had older cousins, too, but they lived 2,000 miles away from me.
Oh, yeah.
So they weren't playing shit for me. I know. Because I never saw them.
Your family's Italian, though. They'd be listening to, like, Frank Sinatra and shit.
I'm sure the younger ones listen to other things.
Frank Sinatra Jr.
Yes.
R.I.P. Frank Sinatra Jr.
The older ones, there's a lot of, like, Andrea Bocelli going on.
Was he the rat of the Italian singers?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with my family.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them. I'm just, you know, trying to understand generations.
So it's basically like my parents and all of their siblings, they're all fucking baby boomers. So imagine constant Elvis. And
nothing wrong with constant Elvis. Elvis
60s doo-wop. That sort of shit. That's all they play. Now, as far as my older cousins, again, I didn't grow up near them, so I don't know what they liked. No clue.
But they live in Boston. I just imagine. I'm trying to think, like.
Sure, everybody was into Aerosmith.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Or the Stones.
Maybe.
I think there's a big Stones contingent. I'm trying to think of, like, Boston in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they all loved, like, Bon Jovi and shit like that. Like, all that 80s stuff.
Yeah, my family was listening to Rat. How do we start talking about this?
I don't know.
Oh, that's right, because we were talking about Milton Berle for some... No, wait, I don't even remember. Wow. Anyways.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Well, it's great that it's documented, because people can go back and trace this...
this wonderful thread.
This wonderful thread of podcast gold.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely podcast gold. it's conversations like this that keeps us off of those lists for podcasts you need to listen to in 2018.
This is when we're buzz. This is what BuzzFeed listens to us to say. This will be number 51.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? They're not making a list.
Sorry, but this is...
not making the list. Whatever. We Hate Movies made the list. Good. Congratulations to them. They deserve it.
I'll just see what else is on that list.
Oh, I don't know. It's like broken up into categories and stuff. Sword and Scale is on there.
Of course.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
Of course. All those ones that are like, it's like, did you murder somebody and you make
crime
a podcast?
Crime Town, is that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, it's all, that's, you know.
But then it's like, so true crime.
That's actually, that's about New England in the 80s.
And then there's fiction.
Uh-huh.
So, like, and there's Amy Isn't Dead, I think, from the people who did Welcome to Night Vale.
Oh, of course.
That one's on there. But that's a fiction podcast. And then there's some other stuff on there, too, that I can't remember off the top of my head.
Tell some weird story. Man.
Though I have to say, Amy Isn't Dead has the best artwork. Have you seen it?
Is that the one with the truck? Or am I thinking about Alice Isn't Dead?
Alice Isn't Dead, sorry.
It's Amy Isn't Dead. Yeah,
Alice Isn't Dead. And it's the semi-truck, but then on the other side is a skull.
Mm. You know what? I've never really looked at it.
It's fucking cool. The shadow of the truck is a skull.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's a fucking great, that's a great, you know.
How did that artwork. Man, Night Vale, man, how did that happen?
I don't know. I've never actually listened to Welcome to Night
Vale. I've listened to maybe a handful of Night Vale things, but those guys, man, straight up, man, power to you guys, man. You guys figure that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Just powerhouses, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not my bag.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not everybody's.
Oh, speaking of podcasts, I didn't want to bring this up real quick. Last episode, we did kind of go in on the whole idea of using playlists for your podcast consumption. And I think I came off, well, I don't care really if I came off this way, but I mean, I did probably did that, you know, I was like, who uses these? I don't know. What the hell?
There are people who use them. I am anti-playlist for my own life.
Yeah.
But if you are not... Thumbs up to you.
Well,
man.
That one of our listeners, Nick, who is very
he does a lot of playlisting and stuff because he wants to listen to it in the order he wants to listen to it, which makes perfect sense.
Well, also he does a lot of travel.
However, for me, not so much.
Right.
But for him, thumbs up, man.
Well, no, that makes sense because, you know, if you have, I guess, in the way that if you're doing a lot of traveling and you're driving and all that stuff and you have it for work and it suits your needs and, you know, it definitely suits your needs. And I could see that. I feel like maybe in my sense, you know, for me personally, like my commutes are not very long. So I'm kind of a la carte. I'm definitely a la carte.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's just I kind of need to have.
You want to talk?
Oh, the cat's here having a chat with us.
You want to talk?
Yeah, so it's just that's just kind of how it is for me. But I guess, you know, look, and I mean, however you do it is awesome. We just care that you're listening to the podcast. That's really my main thing. As long as you're listening to a podcast, I'm happy. So is there anything else you want to, I think, talk about? It's been a couple weeks, so.
Nope.
Saw some movies.
No, my sister found a kitten. That was exciting.
That is exciting.
A little barn cat that was in bad shape, and he only has three paws, and he's really cute.
He's adorable.
He is actually really adorable. I wish he was mine. Yeah, we saw a couple movies. We didn't go out to see anything.
No, but we've had some access.
I made you watch Moonstruck.
Moonstruck's pretty good.
It wasn't bad, right?
It wasn't bad.
It was Nicolas Cage screaming and yelling in that one
Nicolas
scene.
Nicolas Cage is actually fantastic.
Yeah.
I really appreciated him because and I've never really ever seen it, and so maybe like vaguely remember the premises behind it, but
yeah.
He has a fake hand.
A ridiculously fake hand.
And he just has that moment where he's like, I have no hand, I have no...
No, I have no hand, I have no bride.
Yes, and he's just acting the fuck out of...
Oh, yeah, eating all the scenery.
He's eating all
great.
The scenery, but I kind of... And I wish that I was like, I was watching him because he's like a... Like, he works in a bakery, but he works downstairs. Like,
he's all sweaty, and he's got all the chest hair. My God, does that man
There's
have
a
all
point
the chest
where he
hair.
Turns sideways, and you just see, like, about a foot of chest
yeah,
hair coming out
so
of him.
So much of it.
I was like, that's impressive. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
He's got was that a style choice?
He's got
or is that
pelt.
Just pure Cage?
I don't know. He's got a pelt.
Definitely a pelt.
Either that, or they were just like, you're supposed to be Italian. Here's some more chest hair.
Well, they gave him a lot.
They gave him.
It was there's seriously a
an
moment
absurd
where
amount.
It is an absurd, like, it's out there, like it's like almost like 6 inches of.
Yeah, like how do you wear a shirt?
You look like you're much bigger than you are because it's like, yeah. Oh, I got so much chest hair. But yeah, so we watched that. I watched a bunch of RoboCops.
You sure did.
I will say that RoboCop 2. I saw it like a long time ago. And then Hulu's got them, so I was watching RoboCop 2, and that one's a pretty corny movie. It's definitely violent, but it's...
Is that the one where they can't shoot anyone?
What are you talking about?
Isn't there a RoboCop where he doesn't shoot anybody?
Oh, that's 3.
Yeah.
Because 3, I think 3 was PG-13, but...
Boo.
RoboCop 2 was... I had some moments in it that I did remember, and it's pretty wild. I like that one. And RoboCop 3 is just, you know, I think that's where they decided to not shoot people, mm-hmm. I guess, because I think it's PG-13. So it's very like there's people who get shot, but it's not like just rampant violence.
And why would you even do a RoboCop if it's not?
I don't know. I can't. I
it
can say,
should be.
RoboCop 1 set the standard. They pretty much blew their wad with the first RoboCop.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, you can't have anything that's less violent than that if you're going to do a sequel.
Yeah, no, you can't. I'm trying to think what else we watched. I feel like I've watched a few other things.
Maybe.
That's what we've been up to.
Yeah, a whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing. What's the holidays?
Yes.
You know, we're going to go for dinner and eat some steak and...
Yeah, it's going to be nice. Hopefully we'll make it to 2018.
Yes.
Like this recording.
What I'll do... is hopefully I can edit this and put this up sooner than later.
Uh-huh.
And then it will be going and you guys can listen to it. And even if we don't make it, it'll be in the internet ether. And somehow people will be like, this was the last recording.
Yes, they got blown up by North Korea shortly after because our president got in a Twitter war with somebody. So I have no faith that 2018 will be any better than 2017. In fact, I expect it to be worse.
I don't know, maybe not.
I don't know, maybe it'll surprise me. I mean, I didn't think we'd make it to 2018, so yay. I mean, that's cool. So like, I've been doing it, if like, this is how I've been looking at it, is if I can just make it to whatever. So it was at first it was if I can just make it to Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Right? Which we made it.
We did make it.
If I can just make it to Thor Ragnarok, which we made it. And now it's if I can just make it to Black Panther.
Yes.
So
and then after that it will be Infinity War.
Yeah. If I can just make it to the next thing, I'll consider it a win.
Are there any DC movies coming out next year?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like seriously, like are they 'cause you
don't actually know
you
what's
did Justice
on the slate.
League, that ate ass.
I don't actually know what's on the slate. Wonder Woman 2? But
no.
I didn't think that was until like 2020 or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking like...
Man of Steel 2? Is that even a thing now?
I don't know. I thought that was technically Batman versus Superman. It was the second...
Yeah, I guess. You know what? I actually don't know what
that is. Flash?
Oh,
or
maybe.
Was it I think it's Flash.
But Flash...
Or no, Aquaman. Aquaman.
Oh, it's Aquaman.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
When is that coming out?
I think that comes out in the fall.
All right, well, I guess I'll have to live to see Aquaman. I have no faith that that's going to be any good.
I don't know. He was all right.
He was fine. It's not him. I think Amber Heard was not good.
Wan is doing it.
Maybe.
And that guy's, I think. I think it's not Snydered and...
No. I just did not have a lot of faith when they were like, they went down in Justice League to Atlantis and like... There was an air bubble where they had to talk in. And I was like, why is this even here? That was weird. Like,
well, they had to,
are they going to have to keep doing... Why?
That's true. They're going to have to do that because, I mean, you can't...
They don't have to.
Underwater.
They don't have to
do
that.
But the physics of hearing underwater and somebody trying to talk to you underwater is like...
Yeah, but it's a movie. Who cares?
I know. Like... I know, but they're just like, no, they can't talk underwater because they have to hear each other. And this is... The audience won't understand...
Yeah, so now we've got weird air bubbles, but yeah. I didn't really like Amber Heard in this movie.
No, she was
so kinda, like, oh, I'm going to be stuck with her.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Eh. So, yeah, I don't really have a lot. Maybe it'll be good. I don't know. Jason Momoa was fun.
Yeah, I like him.
Wearing jeans. Good times.
Wearing jeans. Hanging out with Super Batman and his llama.
Wait, Batman's got a llama?
Remember he rode the llama to go see...
Was that a llama? That wasn't a llama. That was a horse, wasn't it? The big fluffy horse?
It was an alpaca.
Oh.
I don't know. I
thought it was a big fluffy horse. A camel. I don't remember.
The camel.
He did ride something.
It was a dromedary.
Right. That'd be really funny if it was a llama. Maybe it was. I don't know.
Bat llama.
He put a little mask on it.
I'm not going to lie. I'd watch... I had more hope for Bat Llama than I would for any other DC property.
I would watch Bat Llama.
I think we should just make that should be
put a cape on it.
Put a cape, yeah. Put a cape on it, but it's just a real llama. Just goes rah, whatever a llama's doing. They spit.
What do llamas spit? I know camels spit.
I think llamas spit too. I think llamas are angry animals.
I don't know anything about llamas.
I don't either.
Except that they look weird, and you can shave them.
Ooh, nice. Shave me for justice.
Now that sounds like the porn parody of like Justice League.
Shave me for justice? Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a...
Shave me for justice.
Let's you know what? New year. Let's leave the audience... Let's let the audience chew on that one. We won't extrapolate that idea because, okay. You know, I think this is maybe... We need to start...
Classing up the joint?
Class up the joint. Let's put together the theater of the mind. And let the audience put together their own conclusions for what Shave Me for Justice would be.
Mm, yeah.
The Bat Llama.
I accept movie posters. Tweet them at me.
Wait, what?
I said I accept movie posters for Shave Me for Justice. Tweet them at me.
Yes, please. Please, if you're listening to the show, please Photoshop for us.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we should take our break. And we'll come back and we'll talk about our book for the week.
Attention. Attention all personnel. New from the Fire and Water Podcast Network, it's MASHcast! Hosted by MASH mega fan Rob Kelly and a rotating cast of VIPs, MASHcast analyzes, episode by episode, the greatest television series of all time, MASH! Find MASHcast on fireandwaterpodcast.com.
Jocularity!
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Total Justice number 2 from early November 1996.
Man, oh man.
And if you've never heard of Total Justice, that's okay because it is based on a DC Comics toy line.
It even says that right on the cover.
Oh, yeah. There's no presumptions about this. Based on the Kenner action figures. And it's basically, if you're not familiar with Total Justice, it was basically a bunch of...
What if these superheroes had armor?
Yeah.
That's it.
Just a lot of, like, extreme versions of...
It's the 90s.
Yeah, it's the 90s, so it's a lot of extreme versions of superheroes, you know, like...
Lots of armor,
like Batman and Flash and this guy, and, you know, I had Hawkman. Well, I still do. I have Hawkman, and I have... Despero, sure. And Despero didn't come with any armor, but he came with like a big gun and he can punch.
Neat.
And what's his face? Hawkman came with some armor. Even though he looks badass by himself, he came like this, you know, this give his big plastic armor that you snap onto these guys. And, you know, basically, you know, all the heroes I think Superman was in the line. Maybe. I don't think Wonder Woman was. But Flash was in it. Green Arrow. Well, maybe Green Arrow. But
Green Lantern, for
Green
sure.
Green Lantern, definitely. I mean,
Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle. I think Booster Gold. I mean, so basically, yeah, that's what this book is about. And I found this at Jeffries. Mm-hmm. Not Jeffries. Heidi Ho's. And I was like, fuck it. You know, let's do this.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to read a comic book based on a toy line?
I don't even know if this is canon in some way.
Oh, it can't be.
It's got to be like a...
I mean, it could be, because it could just be like a weird adventure when they had armor.
I guess. I mean, it's very... it reeks of...
90s?
90, not 90s, but reeks of like Elseworlds, sort of.
Yeah,
but
I
not quite
that.
Elseworlds, like it's in some sort of separate universe. I don't know. I probably should look this up, but yeah, it's very extreme. It's 90s on the cover. So you got Green Lantern, Batman, and Flash, and they're all wearing what?
She wants it better.
Oh, okay. They're all wearing armor. Don't step on my controller. They're all wearing armor. And
they're in a cave.
Yeah, they're all wearing his armor and they're in a cave. And
Batman looks particularly ridiculous. They also have like Iron Man type.
Yeah, their chests, they have the light glowing.
Like a light glow on their chest, kind of like Iron Man. But like Batman looks extremely ridiculous because it's like Batman, as you know him, but he's like gray with like all this fucking armor and purple cowl gloves and a cape.
Is it purple?
Yeah.
It seems to be like a bluish purple.
Yeah, it looks purple here. Oh, and then he's frowning so much that it looks like he has four mouths. Just so many mouths.
How can you frown that hard?
I don't know. I mean, that's some hard frowning.
I'm trying. It's not working.
No. No, I mean, like, you would have to put, like, hooks in the side of your lips and just yank down.
It is
to, like, frown as hard as
God
Batman
damn,
is frowning.
Like his mouth
in this
is, because his mouth is, like, really wide, but it is, like,
so frowning.
Man.
It's the opposite of the Joker smile. It just goes in the other direction.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so they're standing in their, with his armor, and they're flashing towards, and they're like, and Green Lantern's like, see anything? And behind
and
him,
this is, which one is this?
Kyle Rayner.
It's Kyle Rayner.
Yeah, it's Kyle Rayner, and you got Wally West and Bruce Wayne, obviously.
Yeah.
But in the back, and you can see like these monsters behind them in these caverns. Just as a heads up, this shit doesn't happen in the book at all.
No, no.
Like, they are in caverns, but there's no, stuff going on. So so jump right into the book.
And it's just called Mike.
Well, first, I think this is the gimmick of these books, because this is two of three.
Yes.
So for some reason, they're just named first. I think at least this one and the next one are first names.
Uh-huh.
So this was called Mike.
Well, we see why later. Mike shows up.
Yes. And we start off with Captain Atom,
who is also just frowning.
He's not frowning as hard, though.
Not nearly as hard as Batman.
No.
But he's definitely, like, given a... There's Firestorm in the background. Who's this guy?
That's the Ray.
The Ray.
So it's basically Extreme Justice. Like, the team Extreme Justice, because you got...
Can I just ask one real quick question?
Yeah.
So...
Why is his hair flowing, even though he's covered in quantum?
Why is Maxima as big as Captain Atom when she's the farthest away?
Like, her, she's a big one.
But her head is huge.
That's true. Her head is way bigger than everybody else.
Yeah, look how everybody else has, like, okay, this is perspective. And then you've got Maxima, which I don't know why she's here, but she is massively gigantic.
Yeah, she's got a big head.
And I get
she's
it. Like, she's a tall lady, sure, but, like...
You think her face would be a bit smaller?
Right, yeah.
Because the art's fucking weird, that's why.
Yeah. And then there's Blue Beetle and Booster Gold.
And Gypsy.
And Gypsy.
Gypsy's here.
And they're all...
Which she was not... I don't believe... Well, this is kind of... You know what this is? This is kind of like a mishmash of Justice League Task Force and Extreme Justice. Because Ray and Gypsy were in Extreme Justice... Or in a... And John, who's also in this book, they're in a... Task Force,
mm-hmm.
and everybody else was in Extreme Justice.
Even Maxima?
Yeah, Maxima. Maxima was in Extreme Justice.
She was?
Yeah, for like a minute. You know, it was just her, and also Amazing Man is here too, and he was in Extreme Justice, so it was Amazing Man. Who's this guy?
I don't know.
Who is that fucking guy?
I have no fucking clue. He's like a red guy.
Wait, who's that chick?
I don't know.
Who are these people?
That's the thing. They pop up just in this, like...
Are these Dark Stars? I don't know.
I don't know. They pop up here in the background.
Oh, no. These, oh, you know what? These are the Wonder Twins. Because the Wonder Twins were in Extreme Justice.
Oh, that makes sense.
That looks, that's, yeah, that's Jaina and whatever this other dummy is.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a weird... Yeah, because for some reason, they came back.
Sure.
And they were extremed for the 90s, and they came back in this group. But it's,
everybody was extremed for the 90s.
Yeah. So basically, John's addressing them. And John's like,
so basically the idea is there's an island. On this island is where Batman, the Flash, Green Lantern,
and Aquaman.
Aquaman. They're all there.
They're all there to go save some hostages.
Yeah, there were some hostages. They went there, but apparently there's some sort of field that is nullifying all of their powers.
Uh-huh.
Why this is matters for Batman, I don't know.
Well, no.
Because Batman doesn't have any powers.
Right. And then, but then this is actually kind of, I will say this. As we'll get into it. I'll bring it up when we get to it. But so basically, John's addressed them, and he's like, look, these guys are in this null field on this island.
We don't know if it will affect us, so...
And also, it's got, like apocalypse-flavored...
Yeah, we think this is apocalypse. We don't know. We don't want to run the risk of, you know, sending everybody there, because it might nullify all of our powers, and we might all get stuck.
Yeah.
But hey, I have this armor.
Yeah, John apparently has been sciencing. He's been sciencing too. It's like a fucking Casper mattress.
Yeah.
But it's made out of goo.
Yeah, it's also gloppy.
It's glop.
It's like if a Casper mattress was like wet.
if you had a liquid Casper mattress and you just threw it on the ground, it became a bed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the future, folks. but yeah, so he's got this mattress. You know,
it's like that gel that they put inside of tires to like help seal flats.
Oh yeah, which apparently is super strong.
Yeah,
that's what that one guy told me, because I was like, oh, is this, because I remember when I had to get a patch.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh yeah, your car is gonna be, it's gonna be fine because this is stronger than anything.
Well, like, then why don't you make tires out of it?
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you make why don't they make you probably put treads in there. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess maybe it's because tires are rubber and they're meant to, you know, bounce.
Sure.
I don't know. I am not an engineer.
I don't know. I just remember
work for SpaceX or whatever they work for.
I watched this thing on like how to patch like a tractor tire on YouTube or whatever. Do you remember watching this?
I think so. But you actually, yes, we watched that.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
That's pretty crazy. That's like, I remember we used to, because my dad, he used to work as a welder, and they used to use like big machines and stuff.
Yeah.
And you'd have to, like, you know, when those things go down, you got to call like a certain kind of dude that knows how to do that
stuff.
You got to
call the dude.
You got to call the big tire dudes.
Yeah. And they have like all these things, and they like patch up a whole thing. It was amazing. It was great.
God, I wish I knew how to do that stuff.
I know. I watch those videos, and I'm just like, I've wasted my life.
Exactly. Because people need tires.
Like, people need that shit. Like, I could fix that shit, but I don't know how.
Yeah, you could do that for the army and shit.
Yeah.
Just be like the richest motherfucker and just be like, I fixed tires for the army and fuck you.
That's why I think I really should become a mortician.
Yeah, because
people are always dying.
Death is the biggest business.
I know, because I mean, no one's going to stop dying just because it's a recession, right? People still die. People still need to be buried.
But they might not have as many funerals.
Well, you got to do something with them.
You got to do something with that body.
Right? Got to do something. You can't just leave it somewhere. Unfortunately, we can't just leave it.
You know. Well, let's hope that never comes. Or we just go,
fuck it.
Just throw me in the trash.
Throw me in the trash. I'm saying, throw me in a ditch. Drive me out towards Zizix and just leave me there.
Well, she's always wanted this.
She always wanted to go die by Zizix.
She wanted to always be in the Zizix Gulch. She wanted to be she wanted to be propped up in a yurt. Yeah,
pin a note to me. anyway, so John's like, hey, we're gonna drop this weird armor that I've been, this wet Casper mattress armor onto our dudes,
because it's basically what this,
and Captain Adam's like, that smells like, it's disgusting, like what the fuck,
and
man?
He's probably right,
and it's gross and it's all wet, and Blue Beetle's like, look, when you try it on, it's like gross and like you're dripping, and then it like becomes the armor you need.
Yeah, because basically for somebody, I don't know how it does this, but it basically decides that these are the thing, you know, it adapts to your abilities. So if you have certain abilities already. It'll adapt to those as it does, as we'll see for the Flash.
Yeah.
But for somebody like Blue Beetle who doesn't have any powers, I mean, it would, you figure it would just make you smarter because he's very smart.
That's the thing. It's like they give Batman like some serious gear, but like it doesn't.
But also too, it doesn't cover your whole body. So basically,
no,
just kinda,
like pieces of it.
Just like random ass pieces. Because okay, look, listen, they're trying to sell toys here.
Yes, they are.
So basically, the premise of the toys was like, hey, you can put on some shitty armor on Hawkman, and now he's better.
Yeah.
And that's basically what we're doing here. It's like, hey, look at Blue Beetle. He's got some sweet ass armor.
We can sell his action figure.
We can sell an action figure of Blue Beetle because now before, you know, we couldn't because it was just Blue Beetle. Who gives a fuck? But you know, I don't think there was a Blue Beetle toy. Maybe there was. But that's what they're basically doing here. So
yep.
Yeah, and so basically,
and they're like, so give it to Gypsy, give it to Blue Beetle, because both of them aren't gonna be fucked up by the field. And we'll go drop some shit off, and Captain Adam's
well,
like,
still
whatever.
Confusing because Gypsy could just camouflage, and they're like, her abilities are not her primary defense, but like that's the only thing she does.
I don't understand exactly how this nullifying field works because they're like, well, it doesn't matter if her power gets fucked up, and then Aquaman, it doesn't stop all of his abilities, but it stops some of it, and there's like,
well, stops the most important one.
Yeah, the telepathy. But he still can, like, go underwater and all that sort of stuff. So it doesn't stop all of his abilities because he says they're, like, natural or something. I'm like, okay.
They're just making this shit up.
I'm like,
they're just making this shit up as they go.
I'm like, none of this makes sense.
I mean, it's a dumb book, but regardless. So Captain Atom, though. I love Captain Atom sometimes because he's just kind of like, he's kind of like the realist in a lot of.
Yeah,
I
he's
feel
like
in a
fuck
lot,
this, you guys. You guys are idiots.
Well, I feel like in a lot of stories, he's like that. Yeah. I feel like I don't appreciate him enough because he's kind of like yeah, seriously, he's just like, whatever. I don't want this armor. I'm just going to go and be Captain Atom. Eat my ass.
Yeah,
you
he's
know?
Like some fucking Captain Atom.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's.
I don't need armor.
He
fuck
was
you.
He was made in a blast, and he was blasted through time and then showed up. And now he's all sweet and silvery, and he can kick ass.
Isn't he made of some sort of nuke?
Yeah, he's made out of the nuclear. I don't know what his deal is.
Oh, I know.
I can't exactly explain him, but I know he's got
my favorite line though in the Justice League, like Justice League Unlimited, is when Green Arrow looks at him and he goes, "I think I marched against you in college." I was like, "Oh, that's fucking great."
Yeah, well. Captain Atom is pretty dope. I mean, he's always angry. We're not angry, but he's kind of a dick. But he's like,
yeah. Well, I don't blame him. Do you blame him? He's got to be in that containment suit, or he like, I don't know, kills things,
or he blow up because he's basically like unstable outside of it. I don't know.
I mean, how do you fuck? You can't fuck in that.
No,
I'd be mad too.
So
just saying.
So now we
so much for cleaning up this podcast.
Oh yeah, we're whatever. We
never gonna happen.
We resisted the porn.
Stickly. Oh my god, I didn't even see that ad. I'm so excited.
I'm not
about
that familiar with Stickly.
Oh, well, we'll talk about Stickly. Let's just talk about this first.
We can talk about it now.
Okay, so there's an ad on the next page. The return of Stickly. Now I am a little bit too old for this, but my sister is younger than me. So Stickly used to host Nickelodeon. So he used to be like, hey, it's me, Stickly. And he's basically a fucking popsicle stick with googly eyes. And he's like,
I think I remember this.
And he's like, yeah, so here's the cartoon block you're watching or whatever. Right?
Here's Doug.
Here's Doug. Here's Rocko's Modern Life. Here's whatever. And it was those little bumpers, basically.
Okay.
To be like, hey, it's me, Stickly, and you're watching Nickelodeon or whatever. And he would tell little jokes. And he's a fucking popsicle stick with googly eyes on him. But he had a song. This is what was so great about Stickly, because you could write Stickly a letter.
Oh, okay.
And it was, write to me, Stickly, P.O. Box 963, New York City, New York State, 10108. I still remember that. And I don't know why, but I always loved Stickly. Like, my sister would be all excited whenever he would come on, and we would just all laugh and giggle, and then we'd sing the Stickly song, and we had nothing to do.
Check us out, babe. You can visit Stick online only on AOL, keyword Nick.
Oh, man. But apparently he's coming back. So, yeah, he's Nick in the afternoon. Stickly.
Here he is. He's wearing a scarf.
He's got glasses on. He's got a lady Stickly.
Honestly, this is better than the book we're reading.
It really is.
Anyways, so back to the book. We are hanging out with... So we're back on this island.
Yeah. And so the Flash is okay. having a hard day.
Well, the Flash basically narrates a lot of this book, I feel like.
He does.
And he's basically what happened. Basically, and we'll just get this out of the way because there's a lot of moments where he just kind of whines.
That's all he does.
It's all he's doing is whining in this book. So a lot of it is him being like, man, I used to be so fast and I could run around and I used to be this and now I don't have these powers and I feel very useless and I'm upset and
Now I'm just a guy.
And I'm just a guy and boo-hoo. And I'm like, okay.
Boo-hoo. And he's like, I used to be really fast. And we're watching the Flash watch a kid almost die. Well, and the Flash goes, I'm actually bored by waiting for this kid to die. Because I guess he can still think fast, but he just can't move fast.
Maybe that's what it is yeah, he can think fast, but his move, he can't move fast enough.
Move like a regular person.
Or maybe he's so slowed down because he used to
think. No, he's just sort of like a regular person. He can just like walk like a human.
No. I mean like his mind now is slowed down.
Oh, I thought he said he could still think fast.
What does it say? Stranded in the cruel reality I still think in super speed, still see in super speed, but I can't run. You can't run at super speed. So I guess that would drive me nuts.
Yeah, and he's like, man, I'm bored waiting for this kid to die. How fucking horrible is that? But also hilarious.
Also, which was funny because he'd be like, come on already!
Fucking die already!
Hit the ground. So apparently that kid is Robin.
Yeah.
Which...
Batman saves him.
Well, Robin apparently... he's dressed kind of like Robin, but he's not because he's wearing jeans.
He's got his cape and his domino mask on.
But he's wearing like a red shirt and he's wearing jean shorts. He's like Stone Cold Steve Robin.
Yeah, and this is, I'm assuming, Tim.
Well, it's Tim, yeah.
So Batman, because they're like, oh, Batman figures it out. He like throws a raft that like fills up with air and saves Robin. Because again,
apparently was in his, I'm assuming was in his pocket.
Well, there's a boat here. So I'm assuming he pulled it out of the boat. There's like a boat where Robin gets his costume. But here's the thing.
I don't understand. Maybe I didn't read the first, since we didn't read the first book of this, I don't know why the hell he's falling.
I don't either. It doesn't matter. He's fine. But here's the thing. Batman doesn't have any powers. So why does he have to stay on this island? Like, what's the big deal? Like, I don't know. Why are we going to drop armor to Batman to enhance his powers when he has no powers? I mean, I get it. You just
They want his strategy.
They just want his... Yeah, but it's Batman. Not like his strategy is gone. He hasn't lost anything. He's a human being.
True.
He's just a guy. These two idiots being Green Lantern and Flash, wander around this whole book complaining about how they're just a guy while they're literally standing next to the most guy of all guys.
He's the most guy, yes. I like that.
I'm like, come on, you guys. I mean, I get it. You want to put Batman in armor. Whatever. You're selling a toy, but this is ridiculous.
So basically...
See, there's the boat.
Okay, yeah. So there's the boat and Batman's like... Or Superman.
And they're like, oh my gosh, it's a Robin. So he changes into his costume.
There was a picture. Actually, I wanted to point out this picture here earlier. Where is it?
Maybe it's later.
There was a picture of that it really kind of amused me of Batman having a huge neck.
It might be later.
So he... So anyway, so Batman... So Green Lantern's like, well, at least Aquaman has his powers. And Aquaman's like, well...
And Aquaman's just standing there and just like, I'm the most 90s
been. This is, you know, Aquaman with his pointy hand and...
And missing an arm.
Missing the hand, and he's just got the weird armor.
Yeah, he's got the one arm shoulder armor thing going on and wavy hair and a beard and... Yeah. And Batman, can we just say Batman during the day on a tropical island looks ridiculous?
Oh, it is. It's like the Swim Reaper.
Yeah, it is though. Oh my God, you guys should look at this Instagram account called I Am the Swim Reaper.
Yeah,
and it's literally like a dude who dresses up like the Grim Reaper and takes pictures on the beach.
Yeah,
and all of his captions are like how he's waiting for people to drown.
Yep.
It's pretty fucking great, actually.
That's basically what Batman looks like.
Yeah.
Here. So then out of nowhere, now Blue Beetle shows up.
Yeah, because here comes the transport to drop the armor.
Which I'm like, why don't they just... I feel like this is kind of pointless.
Why didn't you just take the people with you? Why do you need the armor? Whatever. They're like, here's some armor. And then Green Lantern's like, okay, I'm leaving then. Bye.
Yeah, Green Lantern's like,
But the whole thing was they're trapped on this island. That's why we're dropping them off all this armor.
Mm-hmm.
And Green Lantern's like, I don't have to stay. Because without my power, without my ring, I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
See ya. And I'm like, but Batman and Robin both are just guys.
Yeah, literally.
So fucking suck it up.
They've always been guys, so just figure something out.
Suck it up. Like, come on. And so he leaves so Robin can take his armor.
Right.
And they all look ridiculous. They just all look ridiculous.
So basically they just snap on this armor, but it's not like colored or anything. It's just all metal. Metal, you know, gray,
like,
or whatever.
Oh, it's lightweight. Who knew?
For some reason, Batman gets a thing on his face.
Batman is the most ridiculous, because not only does Batman get a thing on his face.
Here he is. This is him right here. Look, he just looks like all head.
Yeah.
Or neck or whatever.
He's all neck.
Tiny head. The art in this is very suspect.
Also, this Batman here gains about 2 feet in height.
Yeah, why is he so tall?
Because now he has completely dwarfed both Aquaman and the Flash.
I mean, I can imagine Wally being short, but or shorter, but I mean, he's
not like, Aquaman though.
No,
Batman's not that big.
No,
and he's got wings.
I like this part though, where he's like, Batman's like, "I'm leaving too," and he's like, "Well, I came what I hear what I've done what I've came here to do," which I don't know what that was.
Save Robin from falling off a tree.
Save Robin, and he's like, and then Robin's like, "Yeah, well, we gotta go save people," and Batman's like, "I'll stay."
Yeah, he's like, "You've shamed me into staying."
You shame me into helping people.
So
how dare you? So basically, Aquaman's like, "Well, look, we have to like get into these caverns, because." I don't know how he figures that the caverns is where they need to go.
Yeah, he's just like, I guess we have to go to these caverns.
Because he can't talk to the fish. And even like Green Lantern. Oh, that's right.
Like there's a mile radius of dead fish around this island.
Ew.
Must smell.
Ew. Well, this is a very stinky book.
It's got to be.
So they're like, all right.
We're in glop armor surrounded by dead fish.
How do we know this stuff works in water?
Apparently it does. I don't know. They're like, oh, I'm going to jump in the water wearing 17 pounds of new armor.
So they dive in, they go in the water. What was it? It's Flash, Robin, Aquaman, and Batman jump in the water. Green Lantern takes off with Gypsy and Blue Beetle. Uh-huh. And they're like basically like, look, you know, we'll take you outside of this null field. I don't know why Gypsy and Blue Beetle are wearing armor.
I don't know.
They didn't need to.
No. And they're like,
I mean, I guess they needed it so they could not mess with the powers. But they don't have any powers to begin with again.
I don't know. They just want to sell action figures.
Sure.
And then they're like, oh, well, we're outside of the null field, but Green Lantern's ring still doesn't work.
Right.
And so they're like, oh man, he's beating himself up over it. Like, it's his own, like, he did anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very sorry your ring doesn't work, but you didn't do it.
There's a lot of, like, self-loathing in this book.
Yeah,
it's really annoying.
For, like, unnecessary self-loathing.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. And so Green Lantern's like, I guess I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm assuming that's where he's going.
I guess I'm going to take a shit.
Yeah, maybe it'll make me feel better. And he opens the door, and out comes
a parademon. Random ass parademon.
And he could talk.
Which apparently the parademon is really into the book The Art of War.
Yeah, he wants to know like what translation is better. Or like he's like, do you like this or do you like this? And he's just like talking and he smashes the eject button down so Blue Beetle and Gypsy get thrown the fuck out.
Yes.
So now so he takes over the ship, the parademon, and his name is Mike.
I like there's a big giant eject button.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You'd think that would be a bit more discreet for the people that are actually in the seats, but nope.
Fuck them. They're going out.
It's like he's playing a game.
I'm trying to think of one of those games.
It's like he's playing Press Your Luck.
Or Trouble. What do you do? You press a big button. You press like a poppy thing in Trouble?
You press a bubble and you pop you roll by popping the button.
That's right.
Yeah,
what has a big button in it?
Yeah, it's the button in the middle.
Yeah, what has a big button in it?
Press Your Luck.
Okay, sure.
No whammies.
No whammies.
You ever watch that show?
No.
You never watched Press Your Luck?
No.
Oh, the whammies.
No whammies.
There's a thing where people press a button and they stop it, and if they land on a whammy, it would be like a little like crude animation of like a red sausage looking monster being like, wah.
Oh.
But if you pressed it out of prize, you made money.
I do not remember this show.
I'm surprised. It was actually one of the bigger ones.
I remember people saying no whammies. But right. I don't remember the show.
Yeah, so basically that's what we get here. We get a no whammies button, and Green Lantern's still on the ship with this weird parademon that just keeps ranting.
Talking. Just will not shut up. And you're just like, you know what? Green Lantern should have just like been injected too.
And also his name is Mike.
Yep, he named himself Mike.
He named himself Mike.
Yeah.
for whatever reason, I don't know. It doesn't really make sense.
It's like, I wanted to learn about you guys, but you guys are all fucked up, but that's okay. Yeah. So now we're back in the cavern.
And they tell Flash, they go, Flash, why don't you go run around and see if you can do stuff? And he's like, this is going to suck. But then he starts running with the armor.
He's like, oh, wait, I'm fast again.
Yeah, the armor actually works.
Yay.
You know, but Batman and Robin and Aquaman are like, well, we should split up, but then we should, like, meet back each other.
I guess Tim's dad is here.
Yeah.
Because, sure. I thought his dad was dead.
His dad dies like a million times.
Yeah, didn't he? Or he was in jail. Because wasn't that the whole thing that, like, Tim wanted
somebody I don't really to know help? This, but so you're telling me something
I gotta here. Remember how Tim came to be, and I might be totally wrong about this, but I thought Tim was trying to solve some mystery about, like, something that happened to his dad. Either his dad was in jail, or right. his dad was dead. I don't... Maybe he wasn't dead, maybe he was
Wasn't that, like, jail. A storyline in, like, Young Justice or something?
This is also how, like, Tim... Because Tim figured out that Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Yeah.
Through his own detective work of, like, trying to figure out this whole thing with his dad.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the reasons that he's been... The Batman took him under his wing, because he's like, this kid's going to be a better detective than I could ever be. Because he's already figured this out. But I thought his dad died, but I don't know, maybe not.
He did die. There's some story behind it, but apparently on this Earth... Or whatever this timeline is.
Wherever
we are. So, and then we're actually back on the ship here. This is a weird exchange here.
No, his dad has to be dead because Batman eventually officially adopts Tim. Dick is his ward.
You mean Tim?
No, Dick is his ward.
Yes.
But then he adopts Tim because it can't be the same. So he officially adopts him at one point.
Huh.
Anyway, continue.
I'm confused. It's
very confusing.
So, but there's this thing here where he's, we're back on the ship already, real quick, with Green Lantern and the Parademon. And for some reason, the Green Lantern just asks the Parademon, "So, Mike, do you like to eat flesh?"
He goes, "Why? You got any around?"
And that, it doesn't make any sense because I don't remember Parademons ever eating anybody.
No, I thought they just, like, stabbed and took
people off. Yeah, they're just soldiers.
And they picked people off and took them to Darkseid or whatever.
Was that a thing in Justice League that I missed where they were eating dudes, eating people and stuff? I don't know.
That's a good question.
So they go, they're looking for Tim's dad, and they go off in these tunnels, and basically we start...
Flash finds an orb.
Well, I was trying to go back here because Aquaman has the same orb.
Well, here's the thing.
But I missed the part where they find the orb.
There's no orb. So what it is this is all hallucinations. So Flash says he finds an orb, which takes him to another dimension.
Right.
Where Barry Allen is waiting for him. And he says, "You can take all your armor off. You don't need it here."
Yeah.
Right? So I think Flash does that.
Yeah, Flash starts taking off his, Wally starts taking off all of his armor. He's like, "Woo!"
He's like, "Yeah, I don't need it. I'm awesome. I'm back. It's great."
Yeah.
Then Aquaman finds an orb, and then, oh my god, his hand is back.
Yeah, his
and,
hand.
Oh my gosh, there's his son.
There's Aquababy and Mara and stuff.
And he's, like, back in Atlantis, and she's like, "You don't need your armor because, you know.
You're amongst family, or you're the royal. You should take your armor off."
And yeah.
He's like, "Oh boy."
So then we cut back to Green Lantern and the Parademon. Green Lantern gets kicked out, and he's like, "You know, I will myself not to die because my ring's not working," and then it starts working
again. Yay. And for some reason, he's also like, "Okay, I gotta get Mike some Valium in the box of Mentos." I'm like, I don't get that joke.
Well, Mike needs to calm down. Apparently he has stinky breath.
Ooh, good call.
Yeah. The Fresh Maker.
Well, this is the 90s. We are talking... You're talking Mentos.
Remember those commercials?
I like those.
So then Batman stumbles upon Jason Todd.
Yes.
Who is tied to a Joker card. And he's like, "Oh my god, I'm not dead. I've just been here. Please help me." So Batman's going to help him. He's like, "Hey, Batman, when did you start, like, wearing that armor?" And then he, like, fades out of existence. And this is when Batman realizes that there's all these little cameras that are, like, projecting hallucinations. They, like, scan people's brains.
Yeah.
And they can project hallucinations.
Yeah.
And that are trying to get them to take their armor off.
Yeah.
So he radios Robin and he says, "Robin, you know, be
aware." He's like, yo, that are the hallucinations are making people crazy.
Don't take your armor off. Because they want us to take our armor off. And Robin's like, "Yeah, I got that, but I got one hell of a fucking weird ass Hallucination, and guess what? It's Darkseid.
It looks like Darkseid. It's actually a very Kirby-esque Darkseid too.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, Darkseid pretty much looks the same a lot of times, but here he just it looks a very like Jack Kirby drawing of him.
And just you know what this just makes me think of like what a missed opportunity it was in the Justice League movie to not have just a shadowy figure with red eyes standing at the top of that thing at the end.
Yeah, I know exactly.
How fucking great would that have been? And it would have been easy. It would have been so easy.
Because we all know that that's where they're headed.
And yeah, and it just could have been just a black shadowy figure with two red eyes just standing at the top of that thing there at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it would have been like, oh, my God, it's Darkseid. That's all you needed.
Terrible.
Terrible.
So, yeah. And so that's how the book ends. And then next issue, it's Kyle.
Yes,
because again, we're doing names. So, Darkseid was a figure in this. I forgot Darkseid was a figure in this thing too, and he had like a pinchy hand.
Oh,
he came with a pinchy.
A pinchy, or like a grabby,
like a grabby. Because when you think of Darkseid, you think of
grabbing.
You think he's like a claw machine that you.
I think that all the time. When I think Darkseid, I picture him grabbing adorable toys out of a cheap machine in a Denny's.
Darkseid is now he franchised at Denny's and that's where Robin ends up. Robin's like, ooh, I can get a super bird and some eggs over moons over my hammy.
Some moons over my hammy,
you know. And
a dumb name for anything.
And it's just the next issue is just Robin just eating at a Denny's.
Yeah.
And that's
this is my hallucination. I'm stuck at a Denny's.
I'm eating a lumberjack slam at a Denny's.
All bacon lumberjack slam.
So yeah, that's it. And then we get like a thing here that kind of explains this stuff, and I'm not reading it.
No, I don't care.
Well, kind of just tells you all about the people in here, because like,
and where you can buy these toys.
Yeah, like Superman's not in this. Fuck Superman.
He doesn't need armor.
No, Superman. A showdown with Darkseid and the hordes of hell. Be there. In a Denny's.
Sure.
Like Batman, I think Batman's back here. I think he has actual wings.
Yeah, he does.
Wait, so does his armor give you like wingy wings?
It gives him more power. Like it's just supposed to like enhance their power. Excuse me. Batman has no powers, just gives him power. Now he can fucking fly.
Oh, great.
Eh.
Well, that's it for Total Justice. I just threw the book. This is Total Justice number 2 from November 1996. Would you read the next issue?
I wouldn't read the next issue, but I would look for these action figures just out of curiosity.
Well, you could just look them up on the, you know, just look at pictures. And
yeah.
Do you actually want to find them?
No, I mean, if I found them, I'd be like, neat, but I wouldn't buy them.
No.
Because they probably look ridiculous.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. It is a relic of a decade past.
Oh yeah.
So that is how this goes.
Mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm.
You know, but hey, I mean, they don't do they sell? Is that still a thing? Like comic book or action figure comic book tie-ins?
Oh, I'm sure that part is. But do they make things based off toys anymore? Are they going to make a whole comic book? Just based up because they want to make this toy?
Yeah, but I feel like DC...
I don't know if they do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they do that anymore. I mean, they don't have like a certain line, you know, like Superpowers or Total Chaos or Total Justice or whatever. It's kind of a bummer.
No, I feel like they've really leaned more into the collector's market.
Yeah.
Because all, like, you know, like we've said before on this show, like if you just go into a Target and look for, you know, Justice League or Man of Steel shit, it's garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage. But if you go into like, you know, comic book store,
if you're looking for the Mattel collector's edition, you know, like the actual action figures, and
they've got those like DC Universe ones, I think
it
is. Those are okay, but again, they're a higher price point and they're more for collectors. They're not for kids.
Yeah, no, you're getting the kids are getting shafted these days.
Yeah, they really are, like garbage.
You're getting
like,
garbage toys.
That's a piece of garbage.
Marvel stuff isn't that much better.
No,
when you look at some of the ones they have out that aren't the collector's ones.
Yeah.
You know, like obviously, like the Death's Head thing I have, like that's not like a kid.
No, that's a collector's.
I mean, you can buy that, you can give that to a kid, but he's going to be like, ah, you know, I mean, actually, if I was a kid and you handed that to me, I'd be like, this is fucking cool.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, I mean, basically, you know, what they have are these, these cheap ass Spider-Man toys or, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy toys. And,
yeah.
You know, they're just, eh.
Yeah.
Man, we had it better back in the day.
We did. We had some great toys. Actually, I watched the first or the second episode of, it's called The Toys That Made Us.
Yeah.
And it's like a series on Netflix.
Which is, I highly recommend too, because I watched one of those as well.
If the first episode's about Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's all Star Wars toys. And it tells you like, you know, who made them and how it started, the whole thing. I watched the episode on Barbie. And it was great.
Yeah, I heard you shouting at it.
I was shouting at it because, like, what? I had that one or whatever. And it's so exciting because you get to see, like, you know, how Barbie came to be. And she was based off a German porn comic, which is actually true. I actually knew that from before. But she was based off, like, a German porn comic.
Oh, okay.
And then when she came over here, like, everybody was like, they tried to make her into just a fashion doll for girls. And they couldn't sell it because they were trying to sell it to a bunch of, you know, the executives were men and the toy buyers were men and the store owners were men and blah. And they just could not get past the idea that this doll had tits. Mm. But eventually they got there just by, like, you know, trying to, like, target women and da 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 da. And that's how Barbie came to be. But it was really interesting. I guess they have a G.I. Joe one that I didn't see.
The G.I. Joe one's pretty good. The G.I. Joe one actually is interesting because it kind of goes through the history of G.I. Joe and the guy that originally pitched it and how he got screwed and, you know, the royalties and, you know, and how basically, you know, it went away for after a while and then it came back because, you know, Reagan, you know, and like how the, you know, the Cold War and all that stuff, like it just kind of was the right time to reintroduce it. But then they took the cues from Star Wars and, you know, and the size of that and just kind of, and then they, you know, had Marvel, you know, Larry Hama, you know, create the backstories for all that stuff. And, you know, it was huge for a number of years.
Yeah.
So it's really fascinating. There's a He-Man one, which I should probably watch all of them.
Yeah.
They're all pretty good. Although it is weird because they'll do like
these like weird reenactments, but only for like parts of it. Like little tiny bits.
It's kind of like Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, kind of, but not. Yeah, it's weird. That part's weird.
Less mustaches.
That part's weird, I gotta say. You're like, what? But it's fun. Watch that.
Yeah, check it out. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, don't read Total Justice. Just watch The Toys That Made Us.
Yeah, fuck Total Justice. Screw this.
But, yeah, watch that thing on Netflix.
Find that, yeah. All right, well, that's it for this week's show. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AngryHeroSean. S-H-A-W-N is how you spell Sean. You can also check out my other podcast, I Could Talk Kayfabe with Joe Todaro, where we talk about wrestling magazines.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram and jenstansfield.wordpress.com. Find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever.
Yeah.
Or email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And also you can please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get the podcasts. If you're on Stitcher.
Make a playlist.
Yeah, make a playlist. Yeah, do wherever you get
do the what you gotta do.
Wherever you get the show, please rate and review though. Tell friends about it. We would really appreciate it. So Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.